More news stories now. Bats have forced a change to the Western Link Road. Benedict's restaurant has had a major refurbishment. No appointments needed at a new multi-million pound medical hub. And a new director pulls the strings at Norwich Theatre.
Benedict's has won stacks of awards for its top-notch food, but now the restaurant is looking to wow customers with its brand new look. The St Benedict Street restaurant collaborated with a handful of local businesses as part of the transformation. Richard and Katia Bainbridge opened Benedict's in July 2015, and it is a modern British restaurant that aims to make fine dining accessible. Chef Mr Bainbridge won BBC Two's Great British Menu the same year, and he has worked in the industry since he was 16, starting at Morstan Hall under Galton Blakiston. But when the couple first opened Benedict's, they had to borrow money from family and remortgage their house, so could only afford a lick of paint. As the bookings began to flood in, they did minor changes, and then 3 years ago, they gutted and transformed the kitchen. But their dream was to make the dining areas their own too. Mr. Bainbridge, 39, said, "Even before the pandemic, we planned the refurbishment for 2022. We thought about whether to still do it, as it is a difficult time, but we have worked so hard, so we should have a restaurant we are proud of, with our identity. It was paramount that we used local companies, and the main goal was to create a unique and timeless space. This has included a new bar created by the Annex in Norwich using East Anglian bog oak wood, which was also turned into knife handles by Bradeston Knives. Other changes included new flooring, renovated toilets, and the upstairs private dining room revamped." Mr. Bainbridge added, "Before the pandemic, I was on the verge of burning out and had almost fallen out of love with it. But when lockdown happened, I turned it into a positive, and it has brought the love back. I am more proud of Benedict's than I have ever been."
Yet another independent business has been targeted by Yobs in an ongoing crime spree in the city. Across Norwich, more than 10 independent hospitality businesses have been victims of break-ins, setting their owners back by thousands of pounds. St Giles Pantry in Upper St Giles Street is the latest shop to be targeted, with its window smashed by the criminals. Alan Sable, owner of the business, said, "I went into the shop as normal and noticed the damage straight away. I checked the CCTV footage and it shows someone trying to force their way in. They made a couple of passes outside the front of the shop. Then the footage shows them coming back to try and break the window, kicking it a few times. Once the alarm was triggered, they ran off." Luckily, the owner added, nothing was stolen from the shop, though the repair of the window will cost both time and money. Mr. Sable said, "We got all the windows upgraded because of a previous break-in a few years ago. To replace the window, it is going to cost me around £2,000. It will also impact my business in other ways for weeks to come."
A pair of US Air Force, USAF, B-52 Stratofortress bombers have been spotted flying over Norwich following an operation with Swedish and Polish air forces. Officials from Minot Air Force Base's 5th Bomb Wing, located in North Dakota, where the strategic bombers are based, said the planes were taking part in the Bomber Task Force Europe mission over the Arctic and Baltic Sea. The mission aimed to enhance their partnership with the two countries. A spokesman from the USAF said the mission had been long planned, and added the planes had also executed close air support in the Arctic. He said, "Two B-52 Stratofortress strategic bombers integrated with allies and partners during a long-planned Bomber Task Force Europe mission over the Arctic and Baltic Sea regions. The strategic bombers from Minot Air Force Base's 5th Bomb Wing joined forces with Sweden and Poland to enhance partner interoperability.
In excess of £1 million has been pumped into a new medical hub in a bid to take the pressure off the city's emergency services. Norfolk and Waveney Mind, a mental health charity, put forward the cash to create the hub named Rest at Churchman House in Bethel Street. The facility, which opened earlier this month, will provide free mental health services to patients without an appointment. It is a collaborative project between Mind, Norwich City Council, and the NHS Norfolk and Waveney Clinical Commissioning Group, CCG. Pete Botsko, Chief Executive at Mind, explained, "The emergency services are struggling at the moment and we want to avoid people going to hospital if necessary. If people are in a distressed state, the police or the ambulance service can bring the patient here. Our crisis team will hold clinical responsibility and we will work with the patients to try and relieve the pressure." He added, "This will hopefully take some of the pressure off A&E and make beds free for patients who need them immediately." Kath Byford, chief nurse at the CCG, "The hub will provide the people of Norwich a safe place to access mental health support without needing an appointment. Across the region, we continue to invest in mental health services, which are people-centred and break down access barriers so more people can get help and support closer to home."
The man behind a city theatre is hoping that a new Broadway trend will put the art form centre stage. Peter Beck, who has taken over the reins at the Norwich Puppet Theatre, says a new generation are fans of puppets, courtesy of shows like Warhorse. Mr. Beck has taken over from Colette Garrigan, who steered the site through a difficult period for the Whitefriars-based company at the height of the COVID pandemic. Mr. Beck, who has been a board member at the theatre for 5 years, said, "The theatre has something very special to offer in terms of art and culture in the region. Puppetry is a very particular art form. It's very creative and a very hands-on medium. The building itself is unique. I believe there's only 3 or 4 buildings like this in the country being used for puppetry, and we need to embrace that." As well as Warhorse, Mr. Beck said that the hit that Broadway saw with King Kong can also be capitalised on.
Stephen Fry has written a letter encouraging people to look after their lung health as part of a charity campaign. The Norfolk-raised actor and broadcaster admitted he knows what it's like to struggle to breathe and how frightening that can be. The 64-year-old added that following the COVID-19 pandemic, we mustn't take our breathing for granted. In the letter written in support of Asthma and Lung UK's Fight for Breath campaign, he said, "Asthma and Lung UK is the new name for the joining together of Asthma UK and British Lung Foundation, two established charities that your readers will hopefully be aware of. Asthma and Lung UK will continue to fund research into life-changing treatments for everyone with a lung condition, campaign for cleaner air to breathe, and for people with lung conditions to get the care they need. They will continue to be there with incredible advice and support through their helpline and website."
An enforced change to the route of the controversial £190 million Western Link has left serious question marks hanging over the entire scheme, campaigners have said. Officers have been left scrambling to come up with an alternative for a section of the 3.8-mile route they came up with 3 years ago after latest surveys confirmed the presence of bats roosting in woodland, something critics had long warned about. County Hall has announced new plans which would see some of the road redrawn and built further east than originally planned to avoid the habitat of Barbastel bats, a protected species. The council says it is too soon to say how many millions more it would add to the road's price tag or what sort of delay it would add. While officers are optimistic, it will not scupper the bid for the £169 million from the government to bankroll the route. Critics believe it could cast major doubts over the entire scheme. The Western Link is designed to connect the A1067 Fakenham Road to the A47 near Honingham. The section in question is to the north of the route and includes the stretch where a viaduct will cross the River Wensum. The council first acknowledged it might have to move the route earlier this year, but has now officially revealed where and how it will have to be altered. Martin Wilby, Cabinet Member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport, said, "There is strong support for the Western Link as it will reduce journey times and emergency services response times, cut rat running through communities and boost our economy. We have always said we would deliver the project in an environmentally responsible way, and this is further evidence of that commitment."